Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful time. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the power of fellowship. Lord, thank you so much for being here, where two or more are gathered, and there are a lot of people about to watch this show, and I'm very thankful for you being here. Amen. We got to dance. We got to feel it. We got to groove it out. We got to be it out. Oh my goodness, I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful you are here. Oh my goodness gracious. Yes, this is the Matthew Ebron Show, and yes, it's time to dance. Oh, boom. Oh, oh, shaking my arms. Fancy karate chops, doing a little bit of a wave situation, giving God the praise. Oh, my lands. Oh, my Lord. Father King, God above, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for watching. I'm live on Facebook right now. I'm going to be live later on other things like that. I'm going to be editing a little bit, but be moving this forward. I got some projects going to be excited about the Matthew Ebron Show. I got some new sponsors coming up. I'm going to be sponsoring myself, but that's another time for another thing. Welcome to the Matthew Ebron Show. I'm going to continue to set a betterment and a positive force for good, and I know you are as well. Why? Because you're watching the show, and I love you for it. Thank you so much. Let's begin. Where two or more are gathered, he is there. The Holy Spirit is something that is beautiful. You need it. You want him. You need him now. You need him all the time. And when you fellowship, it creates a bond between Christians that, you know, he's there. He loves it. It's exciting. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. It's extremely important to gather together because there's so many things that you can benefit from gathering together. You can, of course, there's a healing, there's a sharing, there's a worship effect, and you got to celebrate life. It's really important. It's very, very important. You got to celebrate life. You were not chosen to be alive. God chose you to be alive. Everyone was chosen to be alive. Everything was chosen to be alive. All the animals, all the plants, every single thing, even the annoying bugs that are coming up in the summertime, were chosen to be alive. You got to celebrate life. You got to celebrate that. You got to just, you do want to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Of course, you want to be a believer. You want to know that he's your savior and that he defeated death and that he can make you better and the Holy Spirit can gather with you and your friends. And you can be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. That's what this show is about. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. Always, always rejoice in the Lord. Always celebrate life, even in the hard times, even in the great times, even in the boring times, when you're at the dentist's office. You got to celebrate life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. It's extremely important that you understand that you were not an accident, that you were everything that is happening to you is by design and for a purpose. It might be hard, it might be dark, it might be strange, it might be confusing. That doesn't necessarily, those things are real, but that just proves that you're alive and it proves that you're chosen for something, that you're meant to go through it, that you can become stronger, that you can gather together with your brothers and sisters and fellowship and get over what you need to be getting over. One of the huge reasons that you should fellowship is the healing factor. You got to get things off your chest. You got to fill yourself with joy. You got to strengthen the brotherhood. You got to strengthen the sisterhood. You got to pray together. You got to live life together. You have to experience things together. It's very, very important. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." Amen. If you got something that you need to get off your chest, you need to get it off your chest. You need to confess each other. You need to confess your sins with those that they've been committed against. Private sins need to be confessed privately. Public sins need to be confessed publicly. We're going to do a whole show on that. It's pretty broad, but big at the same time. Specific in the sense of you can't have beef. You can't have quarrel with your sisters and your brothers. You can't have that. It's hard to fellowship when there's an issue of that nature. I threw a really good Super Bowl party. And the food was fantastic. The fellowship was fantastic. The football was fantastic. And I was just so thankful. And then things were said, things were healed. They didn't get crazy or weird. No, it was fantastic. It was beautiful. It was smooth. Were there problems that you were thinking that were going to be on the horizon? There were things that were mentioned that might come up, but they didn't. And it seemed as if there was never an issue in the first place. So I love it so much. And you want to be hanging with people that are better than you. The friends that I hang out with are better than me. They help me become wiser, smarter, funnier. They help me become more attractive. They help me become more strong. They help me to get closer to the Lord. I love my friends. You got to hang out with people that are better than you. You want to be in a continuous state of betterment. I make them better, of course. I'm not saying I'm a louse and a loser. No. We thrive with each other. We strengthen each other. That's what you can do with your brothers. That's what you can do with your sisters. That's what you can do with your family. That's why you got a fellowship. It's really important. Where two or more are gathered. What, do you not want to have the Holy Spirit around? No, you do. Oh, okay, great. So let's gather. Let's fellowship. Let's party. Let's get down and boogie. Let's share what we have to share. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Amen. You got to pray together. You got to share with each other's life experiences. We also need to share skills. Welding, painting, carpentry, singing, sports, cooking. For me, for example, I love to cook. I do not consider it to be a burden. I consider it to be fun. I love to cook. I love to cook after a hard day's work. I love to cook, period. I love to show those that I love through the art form of cooking, whether it be as simple as chicken noodle soup, a fried egg, or if it's like beef Wellington, whatever the case may be, I love to cook. I love to cook for others. I love to share that skill. I love to eat with others. I love to break bread with others. And I'm passionate about it. It's National Drink Wine Day, and it's easy to celebrate life when you're drinking wine and eating a meal with family and friends. It's incredible. Sharing is extremely important with fellowship. Opportunity, jobs, missions trips. You got to share. The more sharing happens, the more you have to share. You can find your best friend. You can find your husband. You can find your wife. You got to share opportunities. That's why you need to gather. Because people love each other and love on each other and can help each other get through some pretty weird stuff. Worshiping is extremely important. That's a huge reason for fellowshipping, is to worship. Because you weren't an accident. You were chosen to be alive. So worship the God that created you. Dancing is a way you can worship. Dancing is extremely important, not just for the physical activity or for being silly and getting things, the heebie-jeebies out. No, it's more like emotional pain is leaving the body. You got to dance. I thoroughly love dancing. I thoroughly promote dancing in the car, with your children, with your girlfriend, with your husband. You got to dance. You got to live life. You got to, boogie down. You got to shake a tail feather. It's just beautiful. It's needed. He's done so much for you. That's why you need to worship him. Sing. Make a joyful noise. Even if you can't sing, the Lord knows your heart. Start making a joyful noise of any kind you can. You got to worship. It's just super important. You got to celebrate life with fellowship. You can heal through fellowship. You need to share your experiences and have others share their experiences during the fellowship. You got to worship while fellowshipping. It's extremely important. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Amen. No matter what's going on, no matter the situation, celebrate life. Go to festivals, go to parties, go to church fellowships, make your own fellowships, throw your own parties, go to Super Bowl parties, create situations that wouldn't normally be there. Fellowship more, where two or more are gathered. Let's read the verse again. Matthew 18, verse 20. "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. Let's have the Holy Spirit enter our lives more. Let's have him hang around more. Jesus was at parties. Jesus loved to boogie. Jesus loved to get down, celebrate life. Celebrate being human. Fellowship is quite important. I love you and I love life. And I'm so thankful that you're watching. I'm so thankful that you're listening. Matthew Urban Show. I just have a serious tone. I just love to party. I just love to dance. I just love to celebrate life. I love to eat. I love to speak. I love to listen. I love life. And I love doing it with others. Amen. Renewed restoration. Joe Parsley, he's a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. Give him a call, 317-339-5644. Joe Parsley can help you restore your home with roofing, siding, and gutters. You got some crazy gutters? I hate cleaning up the gutters. Who doesn't? Call Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. He's a great guy. He's got great, he can give you some estimates. I've seen some of the work that he's done. I've been completely enthralled and impressed with it. Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. Wink. Word of the day. You got to use your words. Otherwise, you're going to lose your words. You can't be, not speaking correct English. That don't sound good. That ain't right. You don't want to sound like a dummy. You want to be able to use four-syllable words in an eloquent, efficient way to make yourself sound better, to make yourself sound smarter. Well, what if you're not actually smart? It makes you sound smarter. And it actually does make you smarter. Let's do word of the day. Misanthrope. Misanthrope. It's a noun. Misanthrope. Misanthrope. A misanthrope is someone who hates people in general. I want my life to be the antithesis of being a misanthrope. This show is the antithesis of being a misanthrope. I love you. Misanthropes don't love you. Do you know a misanthrope in your life? Are you a misanthrope? Come on now. Let the healing power of Jesus Christ change you from a misanthrope into a lovely, beautiful individual. Let's use it in a sentence. I finally relented on going to the mall, which is always crowded, after my friend gently poked my arm and told me to stop being such a misanthrope. It's not good. It's not good to be a misanthrope, but it is good to learn new words. Misanthrope is the word of the day. Misanthrope. Misanthrope is the word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life. And it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. It is National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day. Delicious. I love crab stuffed flounder. I love crab. And I love flounder. When you put the crab meat all up in that flounder, it makes a great dish. Crab and flounder take center stage on February 18th when National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day arrives each year. The day recognizes the unique, flavorful delight when crab and flounder combine. Use hashtag National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day in your social media posts today. This one-of-a-kind dish is composed of a stuffing made with crab meat, breadcrumbs, butter, and seasonings, which is stuffed into a whole flounder or rolled up in fillets and baked. I've seen it fried. I've seen it baked. I've seen it poached. Delicious. Crab Stuffed Flounder Day. I'm going to get some maybe later. Ooh. National Battery Day. Batteries are extremely important. I need some batteries currently in my life right now. Thought I had the correct batteries, but I had the incorrect batteries. So I guess I was celebrating National Battery Day earlier this morning because I thought my junk drawer had the batteries that I needed, but I don't. I'll pick some up later. Use hashtag National Battery Day in your social media posts today. Get a charge out of National Battery Day. Observe each year on February 18th. The day serves to appreciate the convenience batteries provide to our everyday lives. Obviously, you can tell I need a haircut. I keep touching it, and it's bad. And I'm going to do myself a little bit of trimming. Not too much, not an actual haircut, but more like a shaping, if you will. And I need batteries to do that. It's not a plug-in shearer razor thing. It's battery-powered, which is cool, which is fine, once I get the batteries. National Drink Wine Day. Awesome. Doesn't matter what kind of wine you drink, just drink the wine. Looks like there's white wines, fruit wines, dry wines. All wines are kind of wet. That's a bad joke. National Drink Wine Day. Use hashtag National Drink Wine Day in your social media posts today. While February 18th is observed annually as National Drink Wine Day, it would be a shame to celebrate only one day a year. Perhaps this day is just a reminder to drink wine. You like blueberry wine? You like pineapple wine? I like a nice Shiraz. I like a nice dry, strong, bold wine. I don't have any at the house currently. I've got cooking wine, but I'm not going to drink that. I knew a guy who drank cooking wine, but that guy, I don't even know where, what's he doing these days? Doesn't matter. He drank cooking wine. National Red Sock Day. Matt, are you wearing red socks right now? I am, but I'm not going to stick my leg up here right now. Wink. National Red Sock Day. Wear your red socks on National Red Sock Day to help save a life and limb. Did you know leg health can indicate risk for heart health, stroke, and amputation? Matt, did you read this? I thought I did. One in five adults over the age of 60 have a condition called peripheral arterial disease. PAD is an acronym. And many don't even know they have it. National Red Sock Day on the third Saturday in February raises awareness about PAD. You got to get your heart checked. You got to go to the doctor probably 2-3 times a year just to make sure everything's good, especially when you're that age. And as you get older, probably 4-5 times a year. I'm wearing red socks because I wanted to bring awareness to PAD. Woo! You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Kingdom Landscape. Austin Moxley's on a job currently. That's why I'm doing a commercial now. Austin Moxley, Kingdom Landscape. Estimate today. Give him a call. 317-296-3974. He's a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. His team is fantastic. I love them. They're beautiful gentlemen. They work hard. The artwork that they create, the landscaping, the hardscaping is quite impressive. Get an estimate today. 317-296-3974. Spring's coming up. People are going to get outside. They're going to see your backyard. You want it to look good. Give Austin Moxley a call at Kingdom Landscape. 317-296-3974. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Reverend Show. Weird news. Headline: mythical creature sightings in Philippines spark panic. Prompt police response. Let's read. Police in the Philippines are attempting to put down a panic that has erupted in a city after two girls claimed to have encountered a fearsome mythical creature known as a manananggal. According to a local media report, the curious case began last Thursday evening in the community of Talisay when the pair of witnesses said they spotted something rather unusual and terrifying perched atop a house. Although details surrounding what they specifically saw are scant, the shaken young women told police that they believed the oddity to be a manananggal, which in Philippine folklore is said to be a bat-like creature that can separate its body at the torso. Weird. Word of the strange sighting soon spread like wildfire in the community, and concerns surrounding the incident were compounded when a few days later, it was said that a creature, quote, with a head of a pig and the body of a human, end quote, had been seen in a nearby town in an attempt to assure the growing fears of residents. Authorities went so far as to hold a press conference concerning the matter, pledging to investigate the report submitted by the witnesses, who are reportedly receiving counseling following the traumatic encounter. Authorities pleaded with residents to stop sharing rumors of manananggal sightings and instead to immediately notify the police if they encounter, quote, something unusual. Manananggal, manananggal. Let's read what it is. It's pretty creepy. The manananggal is described as scary, often hideous, usually depicted as female and always capable of severing its upper torso and sprouting huge bat-like wings to fly into the night in search of its victims. The word manananggal comes from the Tagalog word tanggal, which means to remove, to separate, or literally translates as remove or separate. In this case, quote, one who separates itself is the name of the manananggal. The manananggal is said to favor preying on sleeping pregnant women, using a elongated proboscis-like tongue to suck the hearts of the women or the blood of someone who is sleeping. Weird. It also, this is creepy. It also haunts newlyweds or couples in love due to being left at the altar. Grooms-to-be are often its main targets. The severed lower torso is left standing and is the more vulnerable of the two halves. That's it. Sprinkling salt, smearing crushed garlic or ash on top of the standing torso, I guess while the top is flying around, with its tongue, the severed lower torso, the upper torso, then would not be able to rejoin itself and would perish by sunrise. Manananggal. Weird news. I'm so thankful to be alive. I'm so thankful you were here. I'm so thankful for life. I'm so thankful for Austin Moxley. I'm so thankful for Joe Parsley. I'm so thankful for my sponsors. I'm so thankful for my audience. I'm so thankful for this tie that I found in the closet that I forgot about. Love this tie. It creates a great dimple. It's not too loud. It's a good tie. Let us dance! Ooh, yeah. Baby, baby, live your life. You got to heal, guys. You got to share. You got to worship. We're two or more gathered. Come on now, Matthew 18:20. Celebrate life, fellowship with each other. Hang out with people that are better than you. You're why? Because it makes you better. I'm going to continue to set a betterment and a positive force for good, and so are you. That's why you watch the Matthew Reverend Show. Yeah, I'm entertaining. Yeah, you love Jesus. But it's a real thing. You want to be focused on becoming better. Becoming a better person. Live life. Love life. You got to live it. You got to love it. Guys, I love you so much. I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful that you're watching Matthew Rayburn Show.